Hi, precious hearts. Welcome to Awaken Your Divine Potential. My name is Patricia Cota Robles, and I'm delighted to share this special time with you. We are being given an unprecedented opportunity this summer to anchor our newly created planetary cause of divine love into the physical plane of Earth. This is really a vitally important time for all life evolving on this planet, and the beings of light are stressing how critical it is for all of us to stay focused on the light in spite of the adversities that may be surfacing in our lives to be transmuted and healed. Today, I will share with you some information about an unprecedented global opportunity for all of us to add to the light of the world. So as we begin our special time together, breathe in deeply and go within to the divinity of your heart. Feel your heart chakra opening to full breadth. Now experience the infinite love of God flowing through your heart flame into the heart flames of every man, woman, and child on earth. Through this activity of light, we are creating a grid of love around the planet that expands from the densest frequencies of humanity's pain and suffering into the highest frequencies of God's eternal light. This grid of divine love is the bridge to freedom, over which this planet and all her life are ascending up the spiral of evolution into the octaves of light. Remember, the past is over and the future does not exist yet. All we have is this present moment. So for this time today, be here now. We're being given an unprecedented global activity to anchor our newly created planetary cause of divine love into the physical plane of Earth. These patterns of perfection will awaken within humanity's heart flames the remembrance of our oneness with all life, and they will trigger the pre-encoded divine potential that is within each of us. Once that divine potential is activated, it will enable us to reach up in consciousness and to tap into the viable solutions for all of the maladies that are surfacing all over the world to be healed and transmuted back into light. Together, we are going to co-create a new earth with reverence for every facet of life existing on this planet. This global activity of light will occur during a window of opportunity that will open for all humanity during the week of August 13th through the 18th, 2011. The vehicle for this event will be the 25th Annual World Congress on Illumination, which is being held in Tucson, Arizona during that week. For those of you who live in or around Tucson but are not able to join us for the entire 25th Annual World Congress on Illumination, we would like to invite you to come to the opening ceremonies. The opening ceremonies for this activity of light will take place on Saturday, August 13th, from 7:30 to 9:30 p.m. And the location will be Lowe's Ventana Canyon Resort, that's 700 North Resort Drive in Tucson, Arizona. The opening ceremonies are free and they're open to the public. If you are in the area, by being physically there, you will be able to weave your light into the transformer that we are co-creating with all of those who are coming from all over the world through the unification of our heart flames. It is through this mighty transformer that the light of God is going to pour to secure our new planetary cause of divine love in the physical plane. Now, for the hundreds of thousands of people all over the world who are joining with us in consciousness and tuning in with us from August 13th through the 18th, but who are not able to physically be present for the World Congress, we are going to be providing a live stream of the opening and the closing ceremonies that you will be able to watch for free over the computer. I'm going to go over all of the details of that with you now so that you will have the opportunity. So take a moment to get a pencil and paper so you can write down the link where you will need to go and register. Then you will be sent the number and the code to connect with this global television computer live streaming. I'd like you to share this information with all of your networking groups through every avenue that's available to you. This is really an important cosmic moment. And the more of us that are joined together simultaneously in consciousness, the more powerful and effective we will be in anchoring the patterns for our new planetary cause of divine love in the physical plane. God bless you for your willingness to be an instrument of God during this cosmic moment on this planet. We are going to be joining with Jennifer McLean and her McLean Masterworks activity, which is Healing with the Master. They're going to co-sponsor this activity of light, and they are the ones that are going to be live streaming this for the opening and the closing ceremonies. So I'd like to share with you now the information that Jennifer has shared on her mailing, and I have also sent this out to my email list. Just for your information, for those of you that are not on my email list, I send out a free monthly newsletter sharing the information from the beings of light in the realms of the Lumen Truth that you can sign up with. And on this newsletter, we don't bombard you with hundreds of emails, but we send pertinent information for activities of light that are taking place on the planet and how we can join together in consciousness from wherever we are, from our locations, so that we are really working together as one heartbeat, one breath, one voice, one energy, vibration, and consciousness. And I send out flyers for those of you in your location, so you'll, if we're doing one of our free seminars near you, you'll be aware of that free seminar. And I've also mailed this information from Jennifer McLean. So my website is eraofpeace.org. That's eraofpeace.org. And you can go there and just enter your email address to receive our free monthly email newsletter. And we don't ever share or sell your information to anyone else. We consider that a sacred trust, and we keep your information, your email address, confidential. So let me share with you now, and this is a quote from Jennifer McLean. Join us for Patricia Cota Robles' 25th Annual World Congress on Illumination for a free live streaming event. When Patricia was a guest on Healing with the Master, she quickly became one of our most popular speakers. Many of us started to pay close attention to her insights and her remarkable message. Patricia produced the annual World Congress on Illumination, and she introduced us to this information, and we immediately knew we wanted to be involved. And you get the best part. Healing with the Masters has partnered with Patricia and her event to offer you the opportunity to experience the opening and closing ceremonies for this remarkable activity of light, absolutely free, through a live streaming over the computer. Now, this is the website, and I will repeat this a few times. The website for you to go and register so that you will be able to receive this live streaming is www.healingwiththemasters.com, as one word, healingwiththemasters.com. Then there's a forward slash, and as one word again, it's just World Congress. So healingwiththemasters.com/World Congress. This is going to be the 25th anniversary of the World Congress on Illumination, and it is also the anniversary of the first harmonic convergence that took place in 1987. Then she quotes some of the information that I have shared about the World Congress. And I'm going to repeat that so that you can recognize and understand the magnitude of this opportunity that is being given to all of us for this remarkable activity of light. Tucson, Arizona is the portal through which the flame of transfiguring divine love enters the earth and blesses all life. We have been told by the beings of light in the realms of illumined truth that the flame of transfiguring divine love is the most powerful frequency of love that is currently available to the evolutions of earth at this time. This sacred fire is the last best hope for awakening the recalcitrant souls who are trapped in duality and separation and resisting moving forward in the light because of the lack of awareness and their connection with their I Am presence. 11 is the master number that reflects the transformation of the physical into the divine. During this 11th year of the new millennium, the transfiguring year of renewal and rebirth, a plan has been set into motion that will greatly accelerate the physical manifestation of our new planetary cause of divine love. During the influx of light that took place between the lunar eclipse on the solstice, December 21st, 2010, and the solar eclipse on January 4th, 2011, lightworkers around the world joined with the Company of Heaven and co-created a new planetary cause of divine love. This monumental event that was created in the realms of cause paved the way for an unprecedented activity of light that will take place August 13th through the 18th, 2011. This event will catapult all life on this planet into frequencies of the new earth and the tangible outer world effects of transfiguring divine love. This influx of energy, these new frequencies of divine love, will be beyond anything the earth or humanity have ever been able to experience. The opening ceremonies will take place Saturday, August 13th, from 7:30 p.m. to 9:30 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time, which during this time of year is also Arizona time. The closing ceremonies that will also be live streamed will be on Thursday, August 18th, from 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time. If you don't know what time that conversion is for your time zone, just Google time conversion and you'll be able to pull up the chart that will give you what your time zone is so you can tune in with us live at that particular time. You will be able to experience the opening and closing ceremonies on your computer via a live stream for free. And if you cannot make the live event, you can listen indefinitely on the replay page of Healing with the Masters. We will be functioning throughout the week in the eternal moment of now. So anytime that you're able to join with us, you will be weaving your magnificent light and your gifts into our chalice of light for the God-victorious fulfillment of this facet of the divine plan. So if you are on the other side of the planet and you're not able to tune in with us live in the moment, you will be able to through our replay page, and you'll be able to weave your light in just as effectively. So once again, let me repeat that link that you must go to now to sign up. As soon as we're through with this sharing, you can go to sign up so that you will have everything set up. And then Healing with the Masters, Jennifer will mail to you before the event the code and the number that you will call to get the live transmission. This is healingwiththemasters.com/World Congress. The World Congress on Illumination is a celestial experience for everyone involved, and day by day the spiritual hierarchy will reveal the next phase of the divine plan to each of us. As we sojourn through the various activities of light, under the guidance of our Father, Mother, God, and the company of heaven, our mission will be victoriously accomplished. Now, if you have the heart call to travel to Tucson and to be physically present at the World Congress, we still have space available, and you're welcome to go to our website, eraofpeace.org, and on the home page there's a box, and just click on the box that says 25th Annual World Congress on Illumination, and you can receive all the information you need to physically be able to be present at the World Congress. This event will take place at Lowe's Ventana Canyon Resort, which is nestled in the unique beauty and the nurturing, healing environment of the southwestern desert in Tucson, Arizona. The resort is surrounded by lush desert vegetation and towering 200 to 300-year-old saguaro cacti. These expressions of the elemental kingdom stand as mighty sentinels while anchoring the light of God as mighty shafts of light into the earth. All of this energy will be available to you as you watch the live streaming event of the opening ceremonies on August 13th and the closing ceremonies on August 18th. And as I mentioned, you will also be able to listen to the replay after the live stream. When you enter this portal of light, you will experience the awesome radiance of the flame of healing through the power of infinite transmutation and the flame of transfiguring divine love. Both of these sacred fires blaze through this portal, and as these sacred fires bathe your being, you will be blessed with a familiar feeling of coming home. The World Congress on Illumination is truly a life-transforming event that will provide you with the opportunity to experience the energy of old friends from around the world with whom you have been serving for eons of time. Fellow lightworkers will join hearts with you and support you in your monumental service to the light. The divine plan we are being called to fulfill will be accomplished through various activities of light that will take place throughout the week. We will be joined at inner levels by the solar logos from suns beyond suns, the entire company of heaven, the God selves of all humanity, the divine intelligence that directs the elemental kingdom, the mighty Elohim who are the builders of form, and the legions of the angelic kingdom throughout infinity. The entire activity of light will be held in the embrace of our omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent Father, Mother, God, the cosmic I Am, all that is. The entire universe is supporting us in this wondrous endeavor, and the beings of light have been given permission to assist us in miraculous ways. But the light workers on earth are the predominant force that are bringing this divine plan into physical manifestation. There is a universal call that says the call for assistance must come from the realm where the assistance is needed. That universal law applies to each and every activity of light. In order for something to manifest in the physical plane, the invocation has to be to the realms of truth to project this light through the heart flame of those of us abiding in the physical plane. And the call must be made by us. So those light workers on earth invoking the light of God during this cosmic moment are going to open the door for the mighty I Am presence of every man, woman, and child to be able to receive this light on behalf of all humanity. I know it sounds like our responsibility is enormous, but as we join together through our heart flames, we have the absolute ability to succeed God victoriously. So for just a moment, go within to the divinity of your heart flame and experience the overwhelming gratitude and love that is pouring forth from the legions of light in the heavenly realms. Feel the deep appreciation that they are sending to you for your willingness to serve humanity during this critical moment in the evolution of this sweet earth. The reality is that we are blessed beyond measure to be able to assist all life on earth in this wondrous and profound way. Please join us for this activity of light and the live streaming. Go to the computer at the completion of this sacred hour and register so that you will receive the information you need to tune in with the live streaming. Once again, the website address for you to go to register absolutely free for this live streaming is healingwiththemasters.com/World Congress. healingwiththemasters.com/World Congress. The truth is that we are one with all life, and there is probably not a frequency of vibration on the planet more powerful than our newly created planetary cause of divine love to awaken the inner knowing of our oneness with all life within the hearts and minds of every man, woman, and child. The words "we are all one" have reverberated through the hearts and minds of humanity in one form or another since the beginning of time. They do not express just a lofty platitude or a sweet cliché, even though sometimes our lower ego has made us think that. These words are a profound truth that affect every particle of life, every atomic and subatomic particle and wave throughout the whole of creation. Never since we were first breathed into the manifestation from the heart of our Father, Mother, God, as individualized sons and daughters of God, has it been more imperative that we grasp the full magnitude of this profound truth. Daily and hourly, we witness myriad atrocities appearing on the screen of life, and it seems as though every conceivable corner of the world, people are inflicting pain, suffering, injustice, and even death on their fellow human beings. The only way that behavior could possibly make sense or be justified in anyone's mind is through their ignorance of the profound truth that we are all one. To inflict harm on another human being is totally and completely ludicrous in the face of that truth. It is self-destructive. It's even suicidal. It is unconscionable and uncivilized. During this unprecedented moment of accelerated light on Earth, this problem seems as though it is being exacerbated. This is occurring for a very specific reason. So let's go within and look at the bigger picture for a moment to get a clearer perspective of what is happening on Earth. As your I Am presence takes full dominion now of your thoughts, words, actions, and feelings, allow these words to resonate within the inner knowing of your heart flame. Allow this to activate within you the oneness of all life. What we call God is the omnipotent, omniscient, omnipresent, and all-encompassing luminous presence of divinity that envelops all life, evolving everywhere. This includes every minute electron, atom, and subatomic particle of life, evolving in any time frame or dimension, known or unknown, throughout the whole of creation. What that means, both literally and tangibly, is that everything that exists anywhere throughout infinity is a cell in the body of God. Knowing that, we can then begin to understand that all life forms pulsate as one unified force field in the body of God. Therefore, what affects one part of life affects the rest of life. What affects one cell has the effect on all of the rest of the cells. This is the reality of our oneness. Every single thing we do affects the whole body of God. Every thought, word, action, or feeling we have changed changes the dynamics of the whole universe. At any given moment, depending on our frame of mind, we are either adding to the light of the world or the shadows, depending on what we are thinking, saying, feeling, or doing. How's that for an awesome responsibility? Okay, so why do things seem to be getting worse? Amazingly, it's because the light of God is increasing on Earth. As the light of God flows into the physical plane, through every person's heart flame that is awakening, it floods the earth and pierces into the core of purity in every particle of life. And in that core of purity still pulsates the original divine blueprint, the divine potential of that particle of life. So the light of God activates the original divine potential. No matter how distorted or mutated a life form is, it still has that original spark of divinity, which contains the immaculate concept of its divine potential, blazing in its core of purity. Or it could not survive. It is just that simple. In other words, even in the most depraved, degenerate soul, there still blazes a spark of divinity with all of its divine potential, or that soul could not exist. Likewise, within every negative manifestation on earth, the original divine potential of that life form still pulsates. That means that within every electron manifesting as poverty of any kind, still pulsates the divine potential of God's infinite abundance. Within every electron of disease, still pulsates the divine potential of God's vibrant health. Within every electron manifesting as war, still pulsates the potential of eternal peace. Within every electron of hatred, prejudice, intolerance, corruption, still pulsates the potential of God's infinite divine love and reverence for life. As the light of God increasingly flows into the earth through every heart flame, activating the immaculate concept of our original divine potential, it is pushing every frequency of energy, vibration, and consciousness that conflicts with our divine potential to the surface to be transmuted and healed. As these frequencies of energy surface in each of our lives, we respond to them in various and sundry ways. This was the time that was biblically referred to as the time of screaming and the gnashing of the teeth, because of this necessary and critical purging process that is taking place right now, pushing the negativity and painful experiences to the surface. So, for example, the frequencies of divine love are increasing on the earth. So everything that conflicts with divine love is being pushed to the surface. So what does that involve? It involves hatred, fear, jealousy, resentment, low self-esteem, envy, intolerance, prejudice, greed, selfishness, indifference, lack of compassion, disrespect, and myriad other emotions that reflect a lack of reverence for all life. If we just look at that one aspect of our divine potential, God's divine love, and observe the negative effects of the energies that conflict with divine love, we'll clearly see why things are so horrific on this planet at this very moment. As these negative patterns surface, people who don't understand about the oneness of life often latch on to this distorted, mutated patterns, and they begin to act them out in their daily lives. Consequently, we're seeing a tremendous increase in things like hate crimes, ethnic cleansing, war, prejudice, intolerance, corruption, discrimination, polarization, road rage, physical abuse, dysfunctional families, violence, shooting, drug abuse, neglect, and all manner of disharmony and imbalance. From outer appearances, it looks as if the world has gone amok. It looks like everything, everywhere, is getting progressively worse, and humanity is becoming more and more dysfunctional instead of more harmonious, more loving, more caring, and more unified. It is certainly not the intent of our Father, Mother, God, however, for this increase of God's light to take us down the tubes. In fact, if there were even the slightest potential of that happening, this would not be occurring. We have been preparing, and when I say we, I'm talking about all of us evolving on this planet. We have been preparing for eons of time to assist in one way or another during this unique moment on Earth. So our responsibility as light workers is to daily and hourly invoke the violet flame, which is the perfect balance of our Father God's sapphire blue radiance of divine will, power, and authority, and our Mother God's crystalline pink essence of divine love, adoration, and reverence for all life. So it is important for light workers to daily and hourly invoke the violet flame of God's infinite perfection and project this sacred fire into all of the negativity that is surfacing to be healed throughout the world. We must then educate ourselves and the masses of humanity and remind people of the oneness of all life. We must teach people that when we hate anyone, it is the same as hating ourselves, because we are part of that soul. We are one. They are a child of God, just like you and I are. When we are prejudiced or discriminate against someone because of the color of his or her skin, or his or her religion, or their nationality, culture, gender, lifestyle, economic or social status, it is the same as hating ourselves. We are all cells in the body of God, and we each have our unique gifts and purposes. Just as in our own bodies, we have a multitude of different cells that serve various functions, and all of them are working for the good of the whole. To say that we hate people because they are different than we are is like saying, I'm a lung cell, so I like lung cells, but I hate stomach cells because they're different than I am, and I hate heart cells because they're different than I am. The lungs cannot survive without the stomach and the heart, and all of the cells in the body need to function in harmony through unity consciousness with each other in order for the whole body to be vibrant and healthy. All of our cells are important. Their diversity is vital and necessary. So we are born into various situations because of the lessons that we came to Earth to learn. We come through various cultures, various religions, various social and economic statuses, various nationalities, because we learn various experiences and various things through those different aspects of life. Our physical body is merely the car we drive to navigate around in this physical plane. We have all probably been every race, every religion, every nationality, every gender. How's that for shaking up your acceptance of prejudice? To say we hate someone because of the color of their skin is like saying, I like people who drive a blue car because I have a blue car, but I hate someone who drives a green car. That sounds pretty silly, doesn't it? It's not the color of the car that matters, or the nationality of the car, or the socioeconomic status of the car. It's the being, the person, the child of God that is in that car. We as human beings need each other in order to survive on this planet. We must recognize that we are all in this together. So instead of functioning out of fear and hatred, we need to learn about each other and to revel in the wonder and the beauty of our unique diversities. Instead of being fearful and competitive, we need to love each other and to recognize the wonder of our diversity. Think about just for a moment how much you love various foods in various cultures. Wouldn't it be wonderful if we learned to appreciate each other as much as we appreciate each other's food? It's time for us to start realizing we are one, and all life is interrelated, interconnected, and interdependent. So now let's join our hearts with the heart and mind of every man, woman, and child on earth. And let's join and become one with the entire company of heaven through our I Am presence. Let's join with the legions of light that are associated with the fifth dimensional violet flame of God's infinite perfection. And as we prepare for this wondrous activity of light that will take place August 13th through the 18th, next week of 2011, let's join together now and invoke an intensified activity of the violet flame that will help us clear the way for the influx of light through the maximum purging that cosmic law will allow at this time, to transmute and purify the surfacing negativity so that we will have a clear pathway for the patterns of perfection for our new planetary cause of divine love to flow into the physical plane of Earth through humanity's newly expanded heart flames. Let's join together now through an invocation, invoking the power and might of 1,000 suns through the violet flame of God's infinite perfection. I'm going to state this invocation in the first person so that each of us will experience it personally and tangibly. But know that we are one now with the I Am presence of all humanity, every man, woman, and child belonging to or serving the earth at this time, whether he or she is in or out of embodiment, and we are one with the entire company of heaven, including our omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent Father, Mother, God, the cosmic I Am, all that is. And know that as we invoke this light on behalf of ourselves, we are serving as surrogates on behalf of all humanity and every other facet of life on this planet, and we are invoking this light on behalf of every particle and wave of life evolving on this sweet earth. Breathe in deeply now and allow your I Am presence to take full dominion of your four earthly bodies: physical, etheric, mental, and emotional. I am my I Am Presence, and I am one with the I Am Presence of every person on earth. I am also one with my Father, Mother, God, and the entire company of heaven. Now, as one voice, one heartbeat, one breath, and one energy, vibration, and consciousness of pure divine love, we invoke the most intensified frequencies of God's violet flame of infinite perfection that the earth and humanity are capable of receiving at this time. Collectively, we open the stargates of our heart, and we are instantly the open door for the most powerful fifth dimensional frequencies of the violet flame of God's infinite perfection that the earth has ever experienced. The violet flame is pulsating through our heart flames, and it is blazing in through and around all inharmonious actions, all lower human consciousness, and all obstructions of the light that any person, place, condition, or thing has ever placed in the pathway of life's perfection. Instantly, this violet flame transmutes this discordant energy, cause, core, effect, record, and memory back into its original perfection. Now, I ask the violet fire angels to traverse the planet north, south, east, and west, as they take their strategic positions over every country, state, city, town, village, and hamlet on the planet, and as they enter the auras of every man, woman, and child belonging to or serving the earth at this time. These selfless messengers of our Father, Mother, God now reach out their great loving arms, and they raise up a limitless number of people in every location who are willing to participate in the faithful and perpetual use of the violet flame of God's infinite perfection. Each of these people understand the full importance of the violet flame now being offered by our Father, Mother, God to help free humanity from all human distresses. The conscious use of this mighty power from the heart of God is causing now to be established within every one of these places and within the aura of every man, woman, and child, great foci of the violet flame, which will continually bathe every person in each vicinity, until humanity's human miscreations, everything that has caused the pain and suffering on earth, is transmuted back into light, and the body of Mother Earth is healed and restored to her original perfection of God's magnificent infinite light. Now, through the clarion call of the I Am Presence of all humanity and the legions of light throughout infinity, this violet flame begins to expand and expand and expand through my newly expanded heart flame and through the immortal victorious threefold flame within the heart of every man, woman, and child. As it merges with the immortal victorious threefold flame, blazing in every person's heart, it explodes into a tremendous starburst of light that expands out, enveloping the planet and all her life in the full power and might with the intensity of 1,000 suns. The earth is being embraced in a magnificent amethyst flame. The pulsating violet sun with the intensity of 1,000 suns of light. And now, as one heartbeat, one breath, one voice, one energy, vibration, and consciousness, I invoke the beloved legions of light associated with the fifth dimensional violet flame of God's infinite perfection. Blessed ones, blaze this light, the power and might of 1,000 suns, through the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional strata within the bodies of beloved Mother Earth, until the elements of air, earth, water, fire, and ether are purified and restored to their pristine beauty. Beloved ones, blaze the light of 1,000 suns through all of the vulnerable areas in the body of Mother Earth. Reinforce now with powerful volts of violet lightning all of the faults, the cracks, the fissures, the tectonic plates, and the wounds created in the body of Mother Earth through nuclear testing, mining, drilling for oil, and every other human affliction. Now, beloved ones, blaze the fifth dimensional frequencies of the violet flame of God's infinite perfection with the intensity of 1,000 suns through the thoughts, words, actions, and feelings of every man, woman, and child evolving on Earth, until every person individually acknowledges and accepts the oneness of all life, and every expression reflects the reverence of all life. Blaze the light of 1,000 suns through all incoming babies, the children, their parents and guardians, until all youth are raised up in energy, vibration, and consciousness to carry out the directives of their mighty I Am presence. Beloved ones, blaze the light of 1,000 suns through all of the youth centers and activities, through all schools, colleges, and universities, all leaders, teachers, instructors, and professors in every line of endeavor, until the flame of God illumination and enlightenment is manifest and eternally sustained. Legions of light, blaze the light of 1,000 suns through all religions and spiritual teachings, so that divine love, truth, tolerance, and universal sisterhood and brotherhood will quickly manifest. Blaze the light of 1,000 suns through all doctors, nurses, healers, hospitals, insurance companies, pharmaceutical conglomerates, and every institution associated with healing of any kind, until divine mercy, healing, compassion, and vibrant health are tangible realities for every evolving soul. Beloved ones, blaze the light of 1,000 suns through all banking and financial institutions, all economic systems, all money, and the people associated with monetary interactions of any kind, until every person on Earth is openly demonstrating true integrity, honesty, generosity, fairness, abundance, and the God supply of all good things. Blaze the light of 1,000 suns through all places of incarceration and all employed there, through every correctional institution, all law enforcement personnel, every judge, jury, and court of law, until divine justice is manifest and eternally sustained. Blaze the light of 1,000 suns through all space activities throughout the world, until every nation unites in cooperative service, so that God's will may be manifest with our sisters and brothers throughout the universe. Blaze the light of 1,000 suns through the physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies of humanity, until all disease and human miscreation, its cause and core, is dissolved and transmuted into vibrant health, eternal youth, and physical perfection. Blaze the light of 1,000 suns through the food and water industries, and through all of the food and water used for human consumption, until every particle of food and every molecule of water is filled with light. Empower this elemental substance to raise the vibratory action of humanity's physical, etheric, mental, and emotional bodies, until physical perfection becomes a sustained, manifest reality for every human being. And beloved ones, blaze the light of 1,000 suns in, through, and around every remaining electron of precious life energy, until the immaculate concept of the new earth is manifest and all life evolving on this planet is wholly ascended and free. And so it is, beloved, I am. I now gently return my attention to the room, and I become aware of my physical body as I gently move my fingers and my toes. I feel this infinite light being secured through my heart flame to flood through me and through the I Am presence of all humanity, increasing daily and hourly, moment by moment, the maximum that cosmic law will allow, until the new patterns of perfection for our planetary cause of divine love are secured in the world of form, outpicturing the new earth in all of her splendor, and every facet of life is wholly ascended and free. Precious hearts, I want to thank you for the light you are adding to the world. And as we close today, I would like to remind you that we are going to have a live streaming of the opening and the closing ceremonies for the World Congress on Illumination, so that you can go on the internet, sign up for this free transmission, and you'll receive an email that will tell you how to do this. This is being organized in partnership with the World Congress on Illumination and Healing with the Masters, Jennifer McLean's organization. McLean's organization. The website address that you need to go to now at the conclusion of our radio program today to sign up so that you can receive this information on how to receive this free live streaming is healingwiththemasters.com/World Congress. Healingwiththemasters, as one word, .com/ World Congress as one word. Precious hearts, I want to thank you for your willingness to add to the light of the world. This is truly a cosmic moment that we have all been preparing for eons of time, when a new planetary cause, free of the mutations of our human miscreations and our fall from grace, will be secured in the physical world of form. Once something manifests in the realms of cause, nothing can prevent it from manifesting in the world of effects. The only variable is how long that will take. This activity of light will move that process forward, a quantum leap up the fifth-dimensional spiral of evolution. Thank you for tuning in with us today and for adding to the light of the world. I'm Patricia Cota Robles, and you've been listening to Awaken Your Divine Potential.